On the tee, the Knackered Golfist.
Oh, get in there. Nice.
All right, welcome to the Knackered Golfist podcast. I'm driving to work on a Monday morning, and I watched a little bit of golf this weekend. Well, I basically watched a little bit of golf on Sunday during the final round. And when I heard that Scotty Shuffle Step Scheffler was putting a bit better, that meant to me that he was probably going to run away with it, and he did. And it was really good to see him win again. Yeah, and I forgot that he won last year's Players' Championship. So it was a cool tournament. I know he won with 15 under, but normally that golf course is usually prepared to be a bit more penal on the guys that are playing, and it's a good test of springtime golf in Florida, and it's the way Arnold Palmer would have wanted it, to have conditions similar to the U.S. Open, because, you know, I guess Shane Lowry and the kid from Oregon that won the U.S. Open last year, they got to 9 under. So he won, like, by 6 shots or something, Scotty Scheffler did. So it's nice to see a winning score. I mean, it's nice to see the second and third and fourth place guys, you know, not even get to 10 under. It's nice to see that, because the course conditioning is a bit more difficult. And I think compared to next week at the Players' Championship, it's going to be, you know, wall-to-wall coverage the way it always is for the tournament that's going to be probably have a winning score of 20 under. 17 under to 20 under, I think, which is a bit ridiculous when supposedly the Players' Championship is held up in more higher regard. And so I wish I it would be nice to see a tournament that is supposedly a major have a lower winning score, just because, I don't know, if it's me, it's TPC Sawgrass, the way they prepare it, it's a bit Mickey Mouse, and I just, you know, make it more difficult to play, just make it more difficult. You know, you have the peak die design that is supposedly, you know, the most sought after design in the TPC sort of series, and it's like the biggest TPC course in the world, and they can't have a winning score below 10 under. I mean, that's weird to me. If they say it's the fifth major of the year, they should make it more difficult for the players to score. So I don't know. You can make a golf course really difficult for a week, and depending on the weather, hopefully they won't have any rain. And, you know, rain ruins everything. Rain, just like, for a golf tournament, rain is the worst enemy. Because, you know, once it rains, you know, the difficult aspect of the golf course completely goes away. So anyway, it was great to see Scotty Scheffler win. I love watching him hit the ball. And he was really putting a lot better, and the reason why he was putting better was because he got this new TaylorMade mallet putter that I think Rory McIlroy's using. And the putter, he's got one of the plumber's neck deals on it, and that's different than the Rory McIlroy putter, which has a, I don't know what they call that sort of plumb connection to the shaft. I don't know. There's like all these different types of putters, and Scotty has been using the Scotty Cameron putter for years, and he won the Masters with it, and he won the Players with it, but just in the last year, ever since he won the Players, he just hasn't been putting well, because he had chances to win majors, like at the, I think he had a chance to win all four majors last year, but the putter just completely let him down, and you know, it was Rory McIlroy, I guess, that gave him the tip to go to a mallet putter, and he's with TaylorMade, and so why not use a TaylorMade putter? So he's using TaylorMade clubs. He's got that new TaylorMade IQ10 driver that's got no, it just doesn't wiggle at all during the, when the ball, when coming down to hit the ball. It's really, I don't know, it might be a step above that stealth driver that they had a problem with last year. But anyway, he's got a full beard. You know, yesterday was like Battle of the Beards and then Battle of the Pink Shirts. Beards versus the pink shirts. And Scotty had like a lavender shirt on, but playing with Shane Lowry. I love watching Shane Lowry too. You know, Big Shane! I love watching him. He's a big bucket of Irish magnificence, you know? That's what I call him. And the guy's so flexible. He comes around and he just, he has really good ball speed or club head speed coming through the ball, and he really smashes that ball well. Compresses it. And I'd love to see him hit balls on the range. Him and Scotty next to one another, you know, the two bearded guys. But, you know, Shane is, you know, they both got eclectic sort of outfits. You know, Shane is wearing a white hat with a black shirt, black trousers, and white shoes. And it's a cool look, you know. It gives us, you know, overweight guys a chance. He's not overweight. He's just like, he's a bit burly out there, you know. He's a bit, you know, a bit heavier than most guys, but he still gets the job done, I think. And I think he's a positive influence on the tour. I think he's really great. And I don't know what happened during the Ryder Cup when Rory lost his marbles with Joe LaCava. I don't know what happened. I didn't watch the Ryder Cup. And, I mean, I didn't think the U.S. was going to have a chance anyway, so I just didn't watch. And I was also at a racing event in Monterey. But it was cool to see. I watched maybe like an hour and a half of the golf yesterday. And I knew that tournament was well worth the watch because of the preparation that went into the course, and that, you know, for the most part, I don't think they had any rain this week or last week, and they were able to have a good tournament. And, you know, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, formerly called the Nestle Invitational, and it's got a storied history there at Bay Hill. And, I mean, I haven't listened to No Laying Up at all this year, and they badmouth Bay Hill a lot, but I think it's a, you know, if I ever went to Orlando, I'd like to see it, you know, because that's the PGA Tour stop in Orlando. So anyway, what else? So I was surprised that Hideki Matsuyama shot 76 yesterday, and he was a bit jittery with the putter on the 18th green, and he missed a pretty simple, like, 5, maybe 6 footer for par, and he got a bogey on that hole, and he shot 76. But he sort of crumbled during that day, and I wish he finished higher. And but they had a pretty good leaderboard. It was the I think top five guys were, you know, obviously Scottie Scheffler, Shane Lowry, and I keep forgetting the kid's name from Oregon that won the U.S. Open last year. Oh, Wyndham Clark. And then the guy that, Russell Henley, I think he was leading the U.S. Open last year for a bit of time. It could have been that or another tournament, but he's a guy that played well. And then those are the only guys basically that I saw play. And then they had Rory McIlroy. And then, this guy Knapp. That won. I think he won at least one tournament in the winter. He shot like 14 over or something like that. He was 14 over par after getting like a 10 on a hole or something. I don't know what it was, but that guy went from first to last, and it was really fast. So that's a shame on him. That guy has a really good smooth swing, and I know he's with PXG, but PXG is a completely overrated club in my opinion. It's just like $8,000 for one club or something like that. That's what I heard Lee Trevino say. I guess he collapsed on Sunday and he didn't do well. So anyway, I can't think of anything else to talk about other than I made a visit to somebody's house that has a huge golf collection, and it's Mr. Esch, and I met him back on Saturday, and he had this collection that was just completely out of this world. He's got this stuff up for sale on Facebook Marketplace, and he's got a YouTube video, a series of YouTube videos documenting what he has, and there's like four videos, and I think I watched a little bit of each one of them, but he's got like persimmon woods, he's got classic forged irons, he's got hickory shafted irons, he's got putters and wedges. He's got so many wedges, and he's got a lot of historic golf memorabilia, like from the Palm Springs area, like the Bob Hope Desert Classic kind of stuff. And that's one tournament I wish I went to when I lived down there. They also had the Frank Sinatra Invitational that I wish I went to. But anyway, it was really nice to meet him, and he's got this really cool house it's like a brick house that was really cool. And he's got just golf clubs everywhere. And we're talking about all this stuff, and we're talking about, you know, the state of the game and courses to play and in this area, and you know, kind of where we've been and what we've seen and stuff like that. And he was he used to visit a place I used to work at called the Greens. There was this place called the Greens in Irvine that was an 18-hole putting course that was all grass, and I used to work at a place called the Greens of Valencia that was in Valencia, California, and that was a 27-hole putting course that was it was a nightmare to take care of, but it was still kind of cool, and the owner was a pain in the ass, but you know, it was still kind of fun, but looking back on it now, it was just a big nightmare because you had all this stuff going on that I couldn't manage, so I wasn't a very good manager. So anyway, it was nice to connect with somebody that knew about that, and he's a new subscriber to the Knacker Golfist podcast, I think, and definitely the YouTube channel, and it's funny because I didn't do any golf this weekend. All I did was watch a little bit of golf of the Arnold Palmer, and they always make a big deal out of the Arnold Palmer. I think when they bring Mike Tirico in to do a bit of commentary, I think, well, play-by-play and commentary, I think he's he's really, really good. He's really insightful and offers really good insight on just what, you know, basic observation is, I guess. Because he does the football, and he does the Olympics, and he's like the NBC Sports guy now, and he's really good. He's really cool. I like Mike Tirico a lot, and I heard Dan Hicks' contract is going to be coming up soon, and I don't know if they're going to renew it or not, and if they don't, they might put Mike Tirico in that spot that Dan Hicks is in, because you look at the commentary guys that are doing the NBC golf coverage now, you know, after Scheffler finished, they had all four of them up there. They had Dan Hicks, they had Tirico, they had Luke Donald, and Brad Faxon, which I thought they did a great job. And I thought all of them combined doing that coverage, I thought it was really good. And just, you know, with the commercials going on the way they do, you know, at least they can come back and have some, they can have some semblance of knowledge and insight on the golf coverage. And you know, going into the Players' Championship, even though it's more of an overrated tournament, they'll have really good coverage for NBC, and I think those guys did a good job. The I don't know. I think that what's his name? Kevin Kisner. I don't know. I never heard anything that he did because he did wintertime tournaments. Like I think he did the Mercedes Championship and the Phoenix Open. I mean, I didn't watch any of those because I was trying to fast from watching golf on TV and being disappointed. And then also there's this, you know, there's the live stuff going on, which I found is not really interesting, and it's not really that much. I mean, it is sort of annoying to watch those guys be cocky about stuff, because I did start watching the Netflix season 2 of Full Swing, and they got into, I think I got to the middle of the second episode where it was basically Rory collapsing at the Masters last year and how he was... No. It was the week before the U.S. Open when they decided to merge. The PGA Tour and the LIV Tour was going to merge. And it was during the Canadian Open last year, and Rory was this sacrificial lamb that did all this... sticking up for the PGA Tour, and then they turn around and backstab him and go to LIV and say they're going to work with LIV. And so it was just crazy watching all that. So the Full Swing episodes are out now. I think they came out maybe early or late last week. And that's a good show. That's a really good, I think once they get through the how golf has changed in 2023, they're going to start focusing in on the players, because they think that they're going to highlight Rory again. They're going to do Joel Damon and maybe Jordan Spieth and probably a couple other new guys that are in the mix now. So that'll be interesting to watch Full Swing on the Netflix. That'll be good. And you know, getting ready for the crown jewel of the PGA Tour is the Players' Championship, which I kind of don't think is a crown jewel or the fifth major. So if you're going to make it a major, make it more difficult to play the course. So that's what I say. So anyway, time change sucks, and I'm driving to work now, and it's still dark, and it's an hour. It's like I'm going to get to work an hour earlier. No, I'm not. So anyway, I had to sleep in a little bit more. All right, folks, so thanks for listening. This is the Knacker Golfers Podcast Radio Network. God bless, and have a great week. Thank you.
On the tee, the Knackered Golfist.
Oh, get in there. Nice.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. This is the Knackered Golfist Radio Network.